Well, hi Chris. How long have you been volunteering with MAPS for?
I first started mentoring in, I was trained in March 2011, and I think I started in April or May, so just over 3 years.
Fantastic. And if I could get you to answer this question in a nice, concise way, why do you mentor and why are you a volunteer with us?
I think I began mentoring, it was when I was at university, and I was looking for something to do to fill up a bit of time that I knew would look good for my CV. So I think the reasons I got into it were a bit selfish. But then from there, as soon as I went to the training, I could see that MAPS, the passion within the team of the people who trained me, kind of went straight through me. And that suddenly became the new reason why I mentor, which is to be able to provide a bit of a support or a listening ear, or just a little bit of time per week for a young person, just to have their own space and their own friend who's going to be consistent and reliable. I think just the passion has just continued to grow since I've been doing it.
Fantastic. And what do you reckon is the number one reason you enjoy supporting young people, the young people you've been working with over the last 3 years?
I think it's just down to building relationships. Just realising, I've mentored three young people now, and they've all just been really, really different in their characters. A lot of society would see them as the same, but just getting to know them and giving them that chance, and them giving me that chance, I've just been able to get to know these really new characters and these personalities that are just vibrant and brilliant and just really varied, and that gives me real satisfaction just to be able to journey on them through kind of the times where I remember not so long ago going through the same age and facing some of the same issues. So to be part of that journey with them is really a brilliant thing to be able to see.
Fantastic. And last thing is could you name like a highlight, something that you will remember for the rest of your life that you've experienced during mentoring?
Yeah. In my first year of mentoring, MAPS contacted me because they know that kind of my interests and my hobbies, and they asked if I'd like to take responsibility for one of their workshops. They sometimes do workshops where mentors and mentees can all come together and experience an activity together to build some friendships among the young people and among the mentors. So MAPS kind of invested some trust in me, and they asked if I wanted to do a gaming drop-in, which is where we were able to set up a room and have loads of different consoles in there and screens. And we got a load of mentors and young people in that room, and my mentee in particular just benefited from it so much, and it's where he really came out of himself, and it's where mine and his relationship really began to go to a deeper level, because on that day he kind of relaxed and saw that there are other people experiencing similar things to him, and he was able to just really immerse himself in this fun environment. And for me as well, personally as a mentor, it was good to be able to speak to some others and to learn from their experiences and then to learn from mine. So that's probably the highlight of my 3 years so far.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Chris.